Kiddushin Daf Chof Tes, how's everybody doing? Welcome to the 8-minute Daf. Today's Daf is a very, very famous Daf, a very geschmacke Daf. And before we get to the Mishnah where it all starts, Kibud Av Va'Em, and you have to teach your son how to swim, the Gemara tells us that when it comes to Hegdash, the only way to purchase something from the Beis HaMikdash is with money. And the Gemara gives us four cases. Two of them are with money, two of them are with Mashicha. Both in money and Mashicha, it's possible that the price goes up or the price goes down. Three out of the four cases, you lose, Beis HaMikdash wins. In one case, you win. The Gemara tells us that if you do Mashicha on Hegdash, since the only way to be koinah from Hegdash is with money, if the price goes up, you must add. If the price goes down, you lose. Why is that? Why should you lose? You only did Mashicha. Well, the answer is because you can't be better off than if you purchase from an individual. An individual, by doing Mashicha, you're koinah. Now let's talk about money. You gave money to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the king that works with the Beis HaMikdash. And the price went down, you lose. But this is the one case that if the price goes up, you gain. And the reason is because even with individuals, there's a concept called Mishapara. And that is if you take back any word that you said, you made up with somebody, you're going to do the deal, and you take it back, you're over Mishapara. It's like a curse from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now, the beautiful Mishnah, when there's a chiyuv for the father to do something for a son, like mitzvahs mila, pidyon haben, it's only the father, not the mother. Mila, for instance, it says in the pasuk, Vayomal Avram, it's a chiyuv on Avram Avinu and not on Sarah. The pasuk also says, Kasher tziva Yisrael Kim, we're going to be laning in just a few days on Rosh Hashanah. Tzivui is a command to be mezarez Avram Avinu today and for future generations as well. If a father doesn't perform mila on a son, the bezdin are mechuyev to do it, and if they don't do it, then the individual himself, he has a chiyuv to get out of the karis, he's mechuyev to give himself a bris mila. Pidyon haben, it says in the pasuk tivda, and we read it tipada, which tells us that only someone who you are chayiv to redeem, then they can redeem themselves and they can redeem others. But a woman who you're not chayiv to redeem, therefore she's not paid to herself and she's not paid to other people, including her own son. Why don't you redeem her? Because it says zachar and not an enkeva. If a person has an option, he only has five sela, and he realizes that his father never did a pidyon haben for himself, and he has his son that he has to be paid. Which comes first? He comes before his son. But what if a person has five sela available and five sela in real estate that he sold after he already had the chiyuv to do pidyon haben? According to the Mandama that says that a chiyuv that you have in the Torah, it's as if it's written in a shtar, so you had no right to sell this piece of real estate. This chiyuv goes to the kohen. You should have given that five sela to the kohen. So what you do is you take the five sela that's available to you, you redeem your son with it, and then the kohen goes and grabs the piece of real estate that you sold to someone else because it was already meshubah to the kohen. What if you have a dilemma? You have five sela that you could do pinyon haben with, and the same. That's all you have, five sela. And that's how much it costs to go up to Yerushalayim to be oyla regal on Yontif. According to the Tanakama, what you do is you do pidyon haben, and only afterwards you do alila regal. Why? Because he brings a pasuk that you see that the pasuk is pidyon haben, and then afterwards alila regal. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, what you do is alila regal first. Why? Because that's a mitzvah that just goes away and never comes back. Let's do that when we have Yontif. Pidyon haben, you'll take care of later. As long as your son is alive, you can do pidyon haben. To teach your son Torah is a chiyuv on a father, not a mother, because it says in the pasuk, vilimaditem, and it also, there's another pasuk, ulimaditem. You should teach and you shall learn. You have a chiyuv to teach yourself Torah before you teach your son, so if you're not a learned person, you teach yourself. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the son is a very sharp person, sharper than yourself, then you teach your son before you teach yourself. Rav Acha bar Yaakov was sharper than his son, and therefore he said, you know, you stay home, let me go learn Torah by Abaya. And the Gemara tells us a phenomenal story where there was a shaid that had seven heads and hung out in the Beis Medrash, wasn't scared of anybody, could come two people in the middle of the day. He used to damage people. When Abaya found out that Rav Acha bar Yaakov is coming to town, he told the people in town, don't let him sleep in your house. And therefore he'll be forced to sleep in the Beis Medrash, and that's what happened. And he went to town on this shaid, and every time he bowed and davened, he knocked off one of the shaid's heads, and finally, he destroyed the shade. The halacha is, a person should get married and afterwards learn Torah. And the Gemara tells us that's talking about Bavel, that they don't have the oil of the marriage. They go out, according to Rashi, they go to Eretz Yisrael to learn Mishnayos, and they're not going to be bothered with the oil of the family taking care of whatever needs to be taken care of, and they get rid of the Machshavos Rois, but at the same time, they'll be able to learn. Rav Huna told Rav Amnuna that he doesn't want to see him until he gets married, because once you reach 20 years old and you're not married, Tipach Hatzmoisav, his bones shall swell. Why? Because he has a problem of Hirurim. And Rav Chisa says, I'm better than my friends. I got married when I was 16. And imagine if I would have gotten married when I was 14. I wouldn't have any fear of Chait. And I would say, Gira Beinei the Satan, arrows in the eyes of the Satan. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day.